Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jay Carter, and today we're diving headfirst into something absolutely crucial for navigating this crazy world we live in. Building resilience and perseverance. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball, right? Like, bam. Suddenly your plans are out the window, and you're left wondering how to even get back on track. That's where resilience and perseverance come in. They're like your mental superpowers, helping you bounce back from setbacks, overcome challenges, and keep pushing forward even when things get tough. So, why is this so important? Because let's be honest, life is full of ups and downs. There are going to be times when you feel on top of the world, and there are going to be times when you just want to crawl under the covers and hide. But having resilience and perseverance means you don't get bogged down by those low points. You see them as opportunities to learn, grow, and become even stronger. Now, let's break this down into five key takeaways that can seriously level up your mental game. First off, resilience isn't about being invincible. It's not about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows all the time. It's about acknowledging that setbacks are a part of life, and learning to adapt and move forward despite them. Think of it like this. Ever been hiking and tripped over a rock? You didn't just give up and stay there, did you? You probably brushed yourself off, adjusted your path, and kept going. That's resilience in action. Second, cultivate a growth mindset. This means seeing challenges as opportunities for learning and development instead of threats to your ego. Ever heard the phrase, failure is just feedback? It's so true. When you view setbacks as chances to learn and grow, you take the sting out of them and open yourself up to new possibilities. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your feelings, offer yourself some support, and remember that everyone goes through ups and downs. Fourth, build a strong support system. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage you, and believe in you. These are the folks who will be there to celebrate your wins and help you pick yourself up when you stumble. Don't underestimate the power of connection. And finally, celebrate your successes, big and small. This helps build momentum and keeps you motivated. When you acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem, it reinforces your sense of capability and fuels your desire to keep pushing forward. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're working towards a big goal, like launching your own business or training for a marathon. You put in the work, you make progress, but then, bam. Life throws you a curveball. Maybe it's a personal setback, a financial obstacle, or an unexpected change in plans. It could be really tempting to throw in the towel at that point, but that's where resilience and perseverance come into play. You acknowledge the setback, adjust your approach if needed, and keep going, one step at a time. Maybe you need to take a break, regroup, and seek support from your network. Or maybe you realize you need to tweak your strategy altogether. The key is to not let the obstacle define you. Instead, use it as fuel to become even stronger and more determined. So, what's the takeaway here? Building resilience and perseverance isn't about becoming some superhuman who can conquer anything without feeling a thing. It's about developing the mental tools and mindset to navigate life's inevitable challenges with grace, grit, and a whole lot of heart. Remember, every time you overcome an obstacle, no matter how big or small, you're building a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. Ready to put these insights into action? Start by identifying one area in your life where you could use a little more resilience. Maybe it's your career, your relationships, or even just your daily routine. Then, focus on implementing one of the five takeaways we discussed today. Just remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress along the way, and never give up on becoming the best version of yourself. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with someone who could use a little dose of resilience in their life. And as always, thanks for tuning in to The Dopamine Declutter. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of inspiration and practical advice to help you navigate the ups and downs of life. Until then, keep decluttering those dopamine drains and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.